At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chitra Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people process life through auditory channels, hearing tone, rhythm, and verbal nuance. Others are strongly visual, absorbing through pattern, design, and image. And some are deeply kinesthetic, feeling and experiencing through movement, texture, and sensation. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, form, precision, and co-ruled by Tvashtar, the celestial architect, leans strongly toward a visual kinesthetic processing style. These natives learn and express through shape, symmetry, and form, whether physical, creative, or emotional. Their minds work through imagery and motion, often combining raw instinct with aesthetic refinement. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses shape how these sensory modes express through perception and creativity. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native leans heavily into kinesthetic processing. These individuals are hands-on, action-driven learners who trust their body to move, respond, and figure things out through doing. In Chitra, this brings a precision-based motion. They engage with tools, design, or movement to ground their thinking. If Mars is in the 10th, this physical intelligence becomes their public strength. They may thrive in engineering, architecture, athletics, or roles where mastery of physical detail commands respect. If Venus or Moon is in the 5th house, the style becomes visually dominant. These individuals process through design, color, proportion, and symmetry. In Chitra, visual memory is powerful. They see beauty in systems and learn best through visualization or aesthetic cues. If Venus is in the 10th, this becomes their signature. They may express their intelligence through fashion, decor, visual storytelling, or any field where form meets function. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the auditory mode becomes more pronounced. These natives process through language, internal dialogue, and sharp listening. In Chitra, Mercury refines their communication. They may speak with precision, detect hidden meanings in tone, and memorize through verbal rhythm or storytelling. If Mercury is in the 10th, their verbal clarity becomes part of their public skill set, teaching, speaking, or directing with mental sharpness. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the processing blends kinesthetic and emotional intelligence. These individuals feel their way through environments, absorbing atmosphere and emotional cues through the body. In Chitra, the Moon gives them an instinctive sense of proportion, not just in physical space, but in emotional timing. If in the 10th, they may project this awareness into leadership, sensing the right moment to act, speak, or create impact. If K2 is in the 5th or 1st, the processing becomes symbolic, intuitive, and nonlinear. These individuals may learn through archetype, image, or flashes of insight rather than structured form. In Chitra, this lends a mystical undertone. They may intuit sacred geometry, patterns, or unseen structures. Their challenge lies in translating these perceptions into tangible work. If K2 is in the 10th, their insights may influence careers in esoteric design, spiritual architecture, or hidden systems work. Chitra's cognitive strength lies in its aesthetic embodiment, its ability to understand life through shape, form, and impact. These natives process best when they can see it, build it, or feel it into place. Their growth comes when they align their inner vision with external execution, turning insight into something both beautiful and real. When balanced, they become artistic architects of thought, action, and space, bringing clarity, elegance, and precision into everything they touch. Chitra Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven towards what they want, goals, recognition, beauty, or mastery. Others act away from discomfort, seeking to avoid chaos, criticism, or emotional exposure. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, ambition, precision, and symbolized by the celestial architect Tvashtar, leans naturally toward a towards motivation style. These natives are builders, creators, and improvers. driven by the desire to manifest something excellent, beautiful, or lasting. Yet their strong desire for perfection can also trigger an away-from response, especially when facing failure, disorder, or loss of control. Their dominant motivation often depends on planetary placements in the first, third, sixth, or tenth houses, where self-drive, effort, and public ambition unfold. If Mars is in the first or third house, the motivation is boldly towards. These natives pursue challenge, impact, and personal mastery. In Chitra, Mars fuels precision and artistry. They are often motivated to improve, to create, and to get it right. Their actions are calculated but assertive. If Mars is in the 10th, this ambition turns public. They work toward building a career, legacy, or body of work that reflects skill and power, thriving on visible results. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, motivation subtly shifts away from, especially in emotional or domestic realms. These individuals may act to preserve comfort or prevent emotional instability. In Chitra, this creates internal conflict. They want to express, but often hesitate if conditions don't feel emotionally safe. If Moon is in the 10th, they may pursue status or recognition not just for achievement, but to avoid vulnerability, criticism, or failure in public spaces. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation tends towards, but through intellect and communication. These individuals act to refine systems, express ideas, or achieve recognition through clarity. In Chitra, Mercury sharpens their problem solving. They're motivated by the desire to improve, fix, or refine something flawed. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes professional. They take initiative in roles that involve structure, planning, or mentorship. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the away from motivation deepens. These individuals act cautiously, often out of duty, fear of failure, or the need to maintain order. In Chitra, Saturn can bring high standards and inner pressure. They're driven to avoid mistakes and are often hardest on themselves. If in the 10th, this creates a steady, reliable performer who excels under pressure, but may struggle to celebrate their achievements fully. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the drive is hyper towards, often bordering on obsession. These individuals are fueled by ambition, transformation, and the desire to leave a mark. In Chitra, Rahu amplifies the need to stand out, to be admired for their skill, intelligence, or creation. If in the 10th, this becomes a powerful public drive, they may pursue success through bold, unconventional paths, but must learn to align their hunger with inner purpose. Chitra's core motivation is to build something extraordinary, whether that's a career, relationship, body of work, or self. They're usually moving toward refinement, beauty, and competence. But their challenge is to not fall into fear-driven perfectionism, constantly fixing or proving to avoid inadequacy. When they shift from control to creation, from pressure to passion, their drive becomes a focused flame. At their best, Chitra natives are visionaries in motion, motivated not just to achieve, but to craft something that endures. Chitra Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals are naturally self-focused, tracking their own actions, performance, appearance, and internal alignment. Others are more attuned to others, constantly reading the room, adjusting to expectations, and monitoring the effect they have. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, individual effort, precision, and linked to Vashtar, the divine artisan, often leans toward a self-directed attention style. These natives are highly aware of how they are crafting themselves through image, effort, and excellence. However, because Chitra also seeks validation through admiration and aesthetic impact, their attention frequently shifts to others, especially when performance or recognition is at stake. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help reveal where their attention naturally rests. If Mars is in the 1st house, the attention is firmly self-oriented. These individuals are focused on personal growth, appearance, performance, and how effectively they are directing their energy. In Chitra, this creates a sculptor's mindset. They are often refining themselves as a work of art. If Mars is in the 10th, the self-focus becomes public. They are very aware of their image, impact, and how their work is perceived in professional or social settings. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, attention becomes more others-focused, especially emotionally. These individuals track how others feel, respond, and relate to them. In Chitra, the moon brings emotional sensitivity into relational dynamics. They may become hyper-aware of social cues or withdraw when interactions feel out of sync. If moon is in the 10th, this sensitivity goes public. They adjust based on how they're received, often striving for emotional poise under external pressure. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the attention leans toward others in intellectual or social contexts. These individuals are keen listeners, observers, and adapters. In Chitra, Mercury sharpens social intelligence. They pay attention to how others speak, think, and respond, especially in order to improve communication or gain feedback. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes strategic. They know how to present themselves effectively and refine their message in ways that appeal to broader audiences. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention can tilt toward others, but in a structured, critical way. These individuals often monitor expectations, rules, or authority figures, sometimes overcorrecting to avoid judgment. In Chitra, Saturn adds discipline. They want their work and image to withstand scrutiny. If in the 10th, they are highly attuned to public opinion and carry a deep need to prove their worth through competence and composure. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, attention becomes intensely divided. In the 1st, they may obsess over self-image, striving to be exceptional or admired. In Chitra, this can manifest as a constant inner dialogue of self-improvement or reinvention. If Rahu is in the 7th, their focus shifts obsessively to others, how they're perceived, how to gain approval, or how to outperform competition in relational or social dynamics. Chitra's attention style is deeply tied to self-sculpting through social reflection. They often begin with self, focused on shaping, improving, or expressing, but can become preoccupied with others when validation becomes necessary. Their growth lies in learning to anchor their inner worth without overfixating on the mirror of external judgment. When balanced, Chitra becomes both the artist and the art, able to shape their world with presence and precision without losing themselves in the eyes of others. Chitra Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals process reality in big chunks, absorbing overarching meaning, symbolic truth, and the full picture at once. Others understand best in little chunks, breaking things down into logical steps, technical components, or precise sequences. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision action, and associated with Vashtar, the celestial architect, leans toward a little chunk understanding style. These natives are naturally drawn to details, structure, and craftsmanship, preferring to build understanding piece by piece. Yet, because Chitra is also attuned to beauty, form, and hidden order, they can develop big picture awareness when the pattern behind the parts is revealed. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence how they learn, build, and integrate knowledge. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the mind is grounded in little chunk processing. These individuals prefer action-based understanding. They figure things out through doing, refining, and repetition. In Chitra, this leads to a methodical yet instinctive learning style. They want to master the mechanism before interpreting the meaning. If Mars is in the 10th, this detail mastery becomes professional. They rise by applying technical knowledge, skill, or precision in visible roles. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the native's understanding becomes analytical and step by step. These individuals enjoy breaking down systems, solving problems logically, and organizing information clearly. In Chitra, Mercury sharpens their eye. They learn through observation and technical refinement. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often gain recognition through their ability to explain, design, or coordinate systems with clarity and finesse. If Moon is in the 5th or 9th house, understanding blends emotional resonance with form. In the 5th, they still favor little chunk processing, but through creative or intuitive layering. They digest emotional or artistic content gradually, especially in matters of love, performance, or self-expression. In the 9th, their view begins to widen, connecting emotion to symbolic or philosophical frameworks. Yet even then, they may return to specifics to make sense of the broader meaning. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, big chunk understanding dominates. These individuals absorb concepts in thematic waves, seeing the purpose, pattern, or moral lesson quickly. In Chitra, this gives them a broader artistic or spiritual vision. They understand what they're building not just technically, but ethically or cosmically. If in the 10th, they apply this vision in leadership, guiding others not only with skill, but with insight into the larger design. If K2 is in the 5th or 1st house, the processing style becomes symbolic and non-linear. These natives often bypass traditional logic and just know through impression, pattern, or spiritual download. In Chitra, this can be both powerful and disorienting. They intuit beauty or truth, but may lack the structure to articulate it clearly. Their task is to ground insight into form, allowing abstract vision to take shape through learned skill. Chitra's gift lies in building understanding like a masterpiece. Each piece carefully placed, each step meaningful. While they tend to begin with the parts, they are capable of seeing the whole once the pattern emerges. Their growth comes from trusting both methods, knowing when to slow down and craft the detail, and when to step back and recognize the design. When balanced, Chitra becomes the mind of the artisan and the soul of the architect, where logic meets legacy and mastery meets meaning.